you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
George Norrie with you. Mark Biltz with us. Mark, how did you get interested in biblical prophecy in the first place? You're a pastor now. How did this all happen?
Well, this was back in about 1994. I'm Jewish on my father's side. I have relatives who died in the Holocaust.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But a Christian on my mother's side. And so I've always just kind of been interested in biblical prophecy. And then all of a sudden, even as you said in your bio on me, I found out, I started reading things that were Jewish by Jewish rabbis, and it blew me away. And I thought, oh my goodness, I need to take a look at this. But I really believe when it comes to Christianity and Judaism, I say I know how to eat chicken. I can eat the meat and throw out the bone. And I think there's bones in both. But I'm not going to turn down a T-bone steak because there's a big T-bone in it. So for me, I just started really jumping into studying because I loved astronomy as well. And God said he created signs in the heavens, and the sun and the moon were to be used for signs. And that's how I started getting into the feast and started traveling all over the world talking about signs in the heavens and the biblical calendar. Prophecy is all tied to that.
Now, the Bible was written 2,000-plus years ago?
It would be about 4,500 years ago. About 4,000, 3,500 years ago.
How did it become so accurate, Mark?
Wow. Well, I think that's so interesting that you say that, because that's what Yuval Noah Harari says, that it would be actually correct, this Bible. The problem that he has is he talks about, artificial intelligence being so intelligent. But when you look up the word artificial, it means fake, false, dummy. So we're talking about dummy intelligence, actually. But the reason why it was correct is man didn't come up with this. A divine, real intelligence, a lot smarter than man, wrote it down or came up with it, and then man just wrote down what they said. I see the Bible like an operations manual for a car. He says, hey, if you want to destroy yourself, don't do this. If you want to do great, then do this. And so, but man, I think about this. You know what GMOs are? You know,
genetically modified
organisms. They're trying to change our food. Well, I believe it's the same thing, that this AI is genetically modifying the Word of God. They're taking and putting man's thoughts into a divinely inspired book.
Mark, explain what revelation means.
Why? Well, that last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, John gets this revelation. It's also known as the apocalypse or end times, but John gets a revelation from God of what's going to happen. And when you read it, it's like, wow, he didn't even know what he was talking about. He might be talking about locusts, but is he really talking about airplanes? You know, I mean, all he could do is describe what he saw at that time, but the technology, I believe, was so much more. He could only use the words that he could use. But I strongly, and I can actually prove through math and through codes, there are biblical codes that hide things that I've discovered and my son has discovered that just show scientifically and mathematically it is so beyond what any human could have written or known at the time.
What are some of the signs, the telltale signs, that we're in end times, that we're headed for the end times?
Well, sure. There's a lot of signs that are out there. If you remember when Noah's day, when the flood came, God said he was going to destroy the flood, and twice he said, because of violence. Violence. Isn't that interesting? Do you know the number of mass murders? Mass murders over the last 20 years have gone from one a year to one a month to one a week, and this year it's two a day.
They're huge.
It's horrible. It's absolutely huge. It is so bad. And the Bible also says that it will be as in the days of Noah. And so, well, one of the interesting things, when he says as in the days of Noah, no one knew the flood was coming. And it says it was as in the days of Lot when Sodom was destroyed. Well, guess what? In Lot's day, Abraham knew that Sodom was going to be destroyed. So we have to realize if it's going to be as in the days of Noah and Lot, there's going to be people who know what's going to happen. It's not going to come as a surprise. So many people think that he comes as a thief in the night and no one's supposed to know. But that's not true. He only comes as a thief in the night to the sleeping church, to the dead church. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 4, talks about he's not to come as a thief to people who understand the biblical calendar and they know the times and the seasons.
Who will believe them at that time, Mark? When the time comes...
Pardon me?
When the time comes, who will believe these people who talk about end times? Like yourself.
Whether people will believe me or not?
Who will believe anybody?
Well, no, exactly. Well, there's so much fake news out there. Oh, my gosh, there is so much fake news out there. It is absolutely horrible. Plus, there are people that are being deceptive, you know, like we were talking about. So that's why you have to go to the Bible. That has to be your main source. For example, in Psalms 102, like verses 14 through 18, it says when God builds up Zion, that's when he'll appear in his glory. Well, Zion is Jerusalem. And in 1967, Israel recaptured Jerusalem, and the whole political problem today over there in Israel is the settlement, the building up of Jerusalem. Well, back in Psalm 102, it says, and when that happens, the Lord will appear in his glory, and this is written for the generation to come. And in Hebrew, that word means the last generation, the terminal generation. So here, when you look at Psalm 102, after 2,000 years, Israel recaptures Jerusalem in 67, and it says the generation that sees Jerusalem being built up again will be the terminal generation.
Let's take a few moments to talk about your work, Blood Moons. Explain that, Mark.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so glad you're doing that. That is just so incredible. Let me start with this. My book on the Blood Moons was how there were four total lunar eclipses in a row that were happening in 2014 and 2015. Now, let me say this. If you go to NASA's website, they have 5,000 years of all the lunar eclipses and solar eclipses. And over the last 5,000 years, George, there have been 3,479 total lunar eclipses, which means you only average one total lunar eclipse every year and a half. But all of a sudden, here within a year and a half, there's four total lunar eclipses.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And not only that, they fall on the feast days. And, you know, this has only happened 8 times in the last 2,000 years that this has happened. And so when I saw that in 2014 and 2015, I wanted to go back and see when it happened before. Well, it was in 1967 when Israel captured Jerusalem. The time before that was when they became a nation, 1948, 1949.
So they're tied into these huge biblical events.
Exactly. And see, in Genesis 1:14, God said he created the sun and the moon for signs. Well, that's eclipses. And the nice thing about an eclipse, no false prophet can manipulate it, and it speaks to every language. And so here you have four in a row in 67. The time before that was when they captured Israel. The time before that was 1492 when all the Jews were kicked out of Spain. And so it just blew me away. And so I was trying to figure out, you know, that's the hard part, is okay, there are signs, but what does it mean? And so I believe everyone was guessing. See, I discovered this in 2008. About the 2014-15, and everyone was writing books on my material, and the publisher said, "Pilz, why don't you write it?" You know, so. But to have four total lunar eclipses in a year and a half, when you're only supposed to have one every year and a half, then they're also in a row; they're not scattered, and then these four eclipses fall on the same day both times, on Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, 2 years in a row. And then to have significant events happen to the Jewish people on those days, and then to have it be a repeating event through history. Even in 70 AD, George, when the temple was destroyed, there was a pattern of solar lunar eclipses and even a hybrid solar eclipse. Two of them within 7 months when they only happened once every 10 years.
Now, what kind of signs are these eclipses, Mark? What do they represent?
Well, they say that the sun represents the nations, and the moon represents Israel. And when there's an eclipse of the sun and it turns dark, that means judgment will be coming on the nations. And when there's a lunar eclipse, it means that judgment could be coming on Israel. And then, of course, here we see, you know, Israel and the nations at war all at the same time.
Does any of this scare you?
No, I don't get scared anymore, George. And the reason why is I've almost died about 8 times. I've had guns at my head twice, and they threatened to kill me. Major car accidents, rolling and flipping over the length of a football field. I was almost eaten by lions in South Africa.
My God, Mark.
So
you keep bouncing back.
My time is not going to happen, and if it is my time, there's nothing I can do about it.
They keep sending you back.
I know. I think people are afraid to be around me.
The signs of revelation, the signs of end times, the last horseman and stuff like that. What does that all mean?
Well, a lot of that four horsemen comes from the book of Zechariah. You know, there's really nothing new in the New Testament. All the New Testament is commentary about what's in the Old Testament. And if you don't know the Old Testament, you're not going to have the context of what's in the New Testament. And when you're reading in Zechariah, I did a whole teaching on that book, but you have war, you have the red horse, the same color horses that are in Revelation, all four of them are in Zechariah. And when this horse comes, there's these four carpenters that frayed these four horns who have terrorized Israel. And I believe those four horns represent the quartet, which was created after the first intifada to divide Israel. And in the Bible, it says God is going to come against every nation that tries to divide the nation of Israel. There's going to be big judgment. But what's fascinating, George, is how eclipses even occur. The only reason, when you hold your thumb out, you can block out a building.
Yep.
How can, you know, the tiny, teeny, tiny little moon block out this enormous sun? It all has to do with math and science, because it all has to do with distance. The sun is exactly 400 times larger than the moon, and it's exactly 400 times further away, and that is the only way you could ever have these eclipses like we do. And it so happens, the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is like their Ti or Tav, has a numerical value of 400, and the Tav means sign. And then here, the sun is 400 times larger, 400 times further away, and that's the only way you can have an eclipse to begin with. So God even created astronomically the mathematical equations to have the eclipses.
What is a jubilee cycle, Mark?
That is extremely important. That comes every 50 years. And on the Shemitah cycle, which is every 7 years, that's an economic reset. This is why we came up with you can only claim bankruptcy every 7 years. But every 7 years, you're going to have an economic reset. And that is exactly what happened in the United States. And every 7 years, you also have a type of a war with Israel. For example, in 1973, that was the last Jubilee year. Okay, 2023 is 50 years later. Well, back then, you had a stock market crash. All right, and then 1987, 88, there was another stock market crash, the Great Bond Massacre. And then you also find in 2001, 9/11, when the terrorist attack occurred, that was the first year of a Shemitah cycle as well. And there you had a $1.4 trillion loss. And then, of course, 2008, we all know what happened in 2008. And then again, 7 years later, in 2015, 2016, that's when we had the $2 trillion erased from the U.S. stocks. Well, then that brings us to 2023.
Here we are.
And this is another Jubilee year. And so that is a huge economic reset. So I believe, just like every 7 years is an economic reset, that 50th year is the mother of all economic resets. And look what's happening in the economy right now. So we are in that Jubilee year, which is the big one. So I really think we're going to see some huge economic crashes coming this fall.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.